How many men are needed? You know how like there's diving and you're waiting for people to finish?
How many people do we need to start? The Macabre says in Sivol, Lune, based on the Maram, that if the 10th man started his silent Amida by himself, we cannot answer the Chazan. Yes, if the 10th man started his silent rest by himself, cannot answer the Chazan. Or even if the 10th man is sleeping, he can still be considered part of the minion for coverage of the future. So basically, how many have 8? Seems like you could start with 8 that are ready to answer. 9th guy can be sleeping and you're the 10th. Or if the 9th guy is, the davening zone, Shmon Esra. So basically, you can start Shmon Esra, the Makabe says, and sit above if you have 8 people. The reason is, as long as you have 10 adult males in the room, it qualifies as an Akashi Basof Kamei's growth, even if they do not all answer. So in order to start Shmon Esra, you need to have 10 people in the room, 8 people ready to answer. The 9th guy could be sleeping or could be in his own Shmon Esra. Okay? You got that? A lot of people don't know that. The reason is, you know, as long as you have 10 males in the room, it qualifies as a Kashi Basof Kamei Yisrael, even if they do not all answer. Mr. Bruin Sitkon Beis writes that even if 4 are not able to answer, what does that mean? 10 minus 4 is how much? 6. The Chazan may begin. Some argue and only permit one who cannot answer to count for the 10. This is the opinion of Bir Hakim. So basically, ideally, you should have 9. Second stage is what? 8. Third is 6. So it's 9, 8, and 6. You got that? So we should know that because a lot of guys don't understand that. They think 6 is enough for Chachila. For Chachila, you should try 9. Then if you don't have 9, 8. And then if you have 6, and it's really, there's no one around. In contrast, almost all poskim do not allow the Chazan to begin if more than one person is sleeping. Okay, I mean, if you have 2 guys sleeping, then forget about it. The reason for this is that the Chaz, according to Shabura, in Sifkot and Lavadala Paskin, that even one sleeping person cannot be counted as the 10th man in the minyan. Even one person sleeping cannot be counted. So it's a Machaber Paz. Can you count the guy who's sleeping? Machaber says you can. The Taz says you can't. So in deference to the Taz, we don't want to rely on definitely more than one that's sleeping. Okay? So you can allow you can go like the Shulchan Aruch, there's the 10th man sleeping, but it's best to wake him up to fulfill the opinion of the Taz. Now what happens if someone's sick and unconscious? Can you count him to in a minion? What happens if he's sick and unconscious? Can you count him in a minion? No. He's worse than someone who's sleeping. Because at least the guy who can be sleeping can be woken up. What about a guy that's drunk? Guy in Purim, God forbid, or he's drunk. Also cannot count as a 10 for a minion. Okay? Why can he not count as a minion? Because this could be Mimazer based on the Rosh Hashulchan, who writes that although davening without a kavan is still considered a tefillah, davening while drunk is considered a great chutzpah, since you're entering the king's palace unprepared. So sleeping is fine, but chutzpah is not fine. You follow me? So the drunk guy is not good. Okay? So again, the Chaz are over. Can you have a 10th guy sleeping? Chaber says yes, Chaz says no. Can you have 2 guys sleeping? No. How many guys do you need ideally to start reserve shots? 9, 8, or what? Or 6? 9, 8, or 6. Okay? Alright, let's continue. Okay, question is, many Gedol HaKohen grapple with the apparent steer in the Pesach of our Shulchan Aruch. In our simi, he writes, someone davening and sleeping can be part of the minyan. But in Simon Kufkov Dalad Sif Dalad, he says, if the thousand Davids for Zarsha shots and no one's answer remain, you know what the Shulchan Aruch says? Karov Liyot Yerkosov Lavatala. That's why the Chazan should have in mind to say in the Dova, the condition. So, in Simon Kufkov Dalad Sif Dalad, he says, I'm worried about no one even paying attention. So if you're worried about someone not even paying attention, so why did he say a guy could sleep? You understand the steer in the Shulchan Aruch? On one hand, he says the tenth guy can sleep. On the other hand, he says everyone's got to be attentive to answer amen, and if they're not answering amen, it could be Karov Yos Brachel Vatala. So how do you solve the steer? So there are two answers we're going to get. Everyone got the steer?
It's like he's having
doubts
and something else. Doubts.
Well, if you sleep,
and
how can
he
count?
That's like neutral doubts. Like, if he's thinking about something else,
the guy just out for lunch, not paying attention, right? It's just kind of like sleeping. Why should it be different? What should be the difference? Yeah, but also the guy who's not focused, it could also be brought back, though.
Maybe you don't notice that he's not paying attention, so for the rest of the Ode, if a guy's asleep, we know he's asleep, so we can wake him up. But the guy who's not paying attention, we don't know that.
I don't know, I mean, if he's not sleeping, hopefully he can focus. Well, let's see, what the Drisha says, the Allah is in accordance with our sinner. People, still dominating, you can't pretend the guy's sleeping. However, in Tachila, it's best to have 10 people to answer, and that's why it says, Karol. We all talk to the call. The only difference is like Akiva Vidyana. The Akiva should be up. Everyone should be up. Everyone should be focusing. You okay, Nate? We missed you last year. Still not feeling good?
Not great.
You're slaving. You gotta get back in. You're missing. You're slaving. So the first is the Akiva, the Makabra says, you need to have a guy, a Misa, not sleeping. Everyone should pay attention. That's why it says not of the favorite struggle problems, it's close to it. But look at but if a guy's sleeping, the tenth guy is good. Okay? That's number one. Number two is since the Machaber basis is you don't do 9 men answering, so the vice that's what he means to say. That's what he means to say. He wants a tattoo to get. And then there's a difference. The Balatanya. You know what the Balatanya says? We're talking about different cases. In Simchuk of Dali, he's talking about beginning Chazar Shashats. The beginning Chazar Shashats, he means at least how many people listen? 9. That's what he says, the Makabra. But in the case of Kedusha or Kaddish, you have one guy sleeping, it's enough. As long as you have 9 guys and one guy sleeping, that's enough. In fact, the Machaber says you allow up to 4 people are still dominant, right, and one who's sleeping. So you basically could have basically 5 guys, 4 guys sleeping, I'm sorry, 4 guys still dominating, and one guy sleeping. That's what he's basically saying, you know? 4 are still dominating, and one is sleeping to complete the minyan. With regarding the Kaddish, or in the case of Marev, or Hezek Kedusha by Mitzvah, that's a pretty amazing, though, because you only have one guy sleeping. I don't know how the Balatanya says that, though. What emerges is that for Kaddish after the meet of Myrav, everyone agrees that you not even 9 people answer. You could start the Kaddish, though the Jewish says that you should raise the 10. The Balatanya writes that if you begin Kaddish, there's 6 people listening and 4 are still dominant. So I don't know why he writes that. You need at least 6. The Bereitev argues in Pasuk, you can only begin Kaddish with 8 listeners and 1 person still dominating. The guards of Chazar Shatz, the Jew shows you, do not need 9 men listening. But if I know you can only begin with 9 listeners. So basically, you should not, the Chazar Shatz, the Jew shows you, do not need 9 men listening. Balatanya says you do, and we should strive to have at least 9 like the Hood, like the Balatanya. Now what about for Kaddish? 6 people listening to 4 small davening. And the Berhaitev argues are possible. You can only begin Kaddish with 8 listeners and 1 person small davening. So that's a big chumrah. But ideally, the Machaber says in Sif Zion that if there's 1 person still davening, it's proper to wait for him and enable him to also answer Kaddish. The Shabbat Shifkan Lamanez Vazi pressed away from it. There's a million people without it. Isn't that amazing? That no one does. You have 20 guys and one guy still davening. Pressed away from it, even if there's a million without it. No one does that. But there is an ideal. In other words, it pressed away for everyone in Shul to finish davening before reciting Kiddush, Kaddish, in order that everyone can participate in the answer to the Kaddish. The Balatanya's Vazbir, that's only for up to wait if he's diving at a normal pace. Oh, you don't need to wait for someone who's elongating his monessor. So if it's in the realm of normalcy, you want to try to what? You want to try to wait. So the bottom line, Lalach, is ideally you should wait for everyone to finish davening, even if more than 10 people are already finished. In most situations where this is not possible, best to have 9 ants or a full minute. However, if this is too not possible, due to people are davening a lengthy Shmoneh Esrei, a lengthy Amidah, then regards to Kaddish, we're going to begin with 8 or even up to 6 people listening. The regards to Pesach Shabbos, best to wait for 9 besides the Kaddish. In pressing circumstances where time is lacking, is basis to align for Pesach with 6 listeners and 10 people present. We said it's really 9, 8, and 6. Okay? 9, 8, and 6 is the best way to do it. Alach l'maaseh. Okay? That's the best way to do it, 9, 8, and 6. You know, there's a story, I think this is a very strong story for Rosh Hashanah. There's a story, there was a delivery man who delivered something in Manhattan, and it was a high-rise building. And he goes upstairs, up to the high floor, and he smells smoke. There's a terrible fire, and he hears a voice yelling from the apartment. And he goes to another neighbor's apartment, takes 2 beach towels, and he wets them. He drapes himself in the wet towel, and he jumps through the fire of the hallway to get into the apartment, takes the boy, drapes him in another towel, wet one, and goes back through the fire, goes down, has the ambulance right there, takes the burnt, unconscious boy to the hospital. Thank God he's able to be saved. 2 days later, the delivery man goes back to the same building and wants to know what happens. So the doorman says, "Well, I'm so glad he came back. The family wants to see you." He gives him the hospital floor, and the room number. And he goes up there, and the family's so appreciative to thank him and everything. And then the father is a hedge fund manager, and he says, "You know what, if my son was sick or taken hostage, he would have spent millions of dollars to save him. Millions of dollars." So he said, "Here, I have a check. Tell me what number you want me to write in." The delivery man says, "You know what, I don't want any money." He's very happy with his own life. But the boy starts screaming and says, "Please take something. Please take something. You saved my life." He turns to the boy and he says, "You know what? You can do one thing for me. Live a life that is deserving to be saved." That's what he said to him. Very powerful, no? Live a life that's deserving to be saved. And that's the end of the story. So, before Rosh Hashanah, Hashem whispers in our ear, Kaviyachol, that we should live a life that is deserving to be saved. Hashem judges who lives and who dies, God forbid, so we got a deposit from us, the best of our ability. Okay, let's stop here. Here's the Bar Mitzvah.